This is Jerry Fears with Boom Cash and Balderdash, and I'll be back in just a moment. It's swept Fairbanks like the rains of recent days, leaving no place untouched. Everybody's doing it. Oldsters, youngsters, teens and kids, male and female, are involved in what has to be Fairbanks' number one participant sport, with the possible exception of bowling. The name of the game, of course, is softball. When I was a kid, I lived in real softball country. This game of softball I'm speaking of is not to be confused with the game as it's known in Fairbanks and elsewhere. The ball of those gone-by days was hurled with great velocity and accuracy, and few batters could hit a good softball pitcher. The game played here and elsewhere now, in a country gone batty over the game, we called, in my youth, kitty ball. It was played by young girls and boys and old men on playgrounds, and nobody took it seriously. The real game of softball, now called fast pitch, was a spectator sport mostly. But kitty ball, slow pitch as it's now called, has swept much of the country and is held responsible for all kind of physical problems, from sprains to broken bones to heart attacks, all kinds of problems for many people whose only exercise heretofore has been jumping to conclusions. Slow pitch softball does require a lot of skill, especially defensive skill, when it's played well, but often the games are social affairs more than athletic contests, with a lot of beer drinking and just plain summertime fun. Someone suggested once that they shouldn't even keep score. Slow pitch enthusiasts include the rich, poor, middle class, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, Protestant, Catholic, Jew. They probably number more than 2,000 in Fairbanks. An attack on the game sets off a noise louder than any noise that might be provoked by just about anything else. Several years ago, a suggestion that too much borough money was being put into the softball program, maintenance of fields and such, it set off a wailing and gnashing of teeth seldom heard in the Fairbanks North Star borough. 2,000 people were loudly unhappy. Never mind the 50,000 other people who really could care less. Someone remarked at the time that the assembly could whittle on the Parks and Rec budget if they liked, but that they'd better be prepared for history's first recorded case of a rain being called on account of game. For 13X, this is Jerry Fears.